From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two fentanyl deaths have been determined by the Humboldt County Coroner's Office over the last month. According to a release from the Sheriff's Department, both individuals appear to have been using heroin laced with fentanyl. It's unknown if the individuals knew about the presence of the fentanyl at the time. While the types of overdose deaths have been increasing across the country, these are the first fentanyl drug-related deaths recorded by Humboldt County Coroner's Office in several years. Authorities are urging the community to help by properly disposing of medications, decreasing the chance for their prescriptions to be abused. You can drop off unwanted prescription meds at the medication disposal bin on the ground floor of the courthouse. Humboldt Area Foundation, the Headwaters Community Investment Fund, and the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission finalizing on a $1.8 million loan to help the Southern Humboldt Community Healthcare District. The district required a temporary loan to meet its operational needs while it awaits compensation from the federal government for Medicaid expenses. It provides health care services to the Southern Humboldt, Northern Mendocino, and Western Trinity County areas, covering about 75 square miles with a population of more than 10,000 full-time residents. Not a problem here is what Humboldt County crab fishermen are saying about whale entanglements, resulting in the closing of crab fishing season early. Those fishermen went before the County Board of Supervisors this week to complain. The Redwood Times reports the supervisors agreed unanimously to support the local Dungeness crab fishery, approving a resolution that the county will forward to the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. Commercial crab fisheries have to shut down by April 15th, a major blow to the spring crabbing season, which lasts well into July. For Virginia Bass and Mike Wilson, representatives for Humboldt County's 4th and 3rd districts, respectively, it's now a waiting game. After receiving the County Board of Supervisors' nomination for an open seat on the State Coastal Commission, they're waiting to hear back from the governor's office about their possible appointments. The governor had requested new candidates after saying he could not back those who had vied for the post earlier. There's no timeline on when the choice might be made. Representative Jared Huffman introducing legislation to guard communities against wildfires, provide local jobs, restore lands impaired by illegal marijuana growing, and protecting wild places and streams. His Northwest California Wilderness, Recreation, and Working Forests Act includes new programs to increase fire resilience, restore forests and fish habitat, stimulate local economies, and also increase recreational opportunities. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.